For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. We visit with Rachel Molitor at Compere Financial, and we are going to try and give you the 1-2-3 on LRP, Livestock Risk Protection. It's a program that has a lot of people talking. Maybe many of you use it, maybe some of you don't. But trying to fill in the blanks and give you some background, some details on how this program can protect your cattle as we see such a large investment if you have baby calves or feeder cattle, you're raising the fat cattle, whatever it might be. Rachel begins by giving once again just a general overview on this LRP program.
Yeah, I think the last time I was on, we kind of just briefly mentioned, you know, hey, if you're buying calves or you're calving out, you know, it's important to probably take a look at this program. And that still stands true today. With these prices out there, whether especially if you're buying some of these calves, you know, there's some things that need to be protected. And that's what LRP does, is it's price protection for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and also swine. But today I think we'll just focus on that cattle side, as that's probably the more pertinent to our area. But it's going to protect producers against the decline in market prices, which we all know with commodities that definitely can happen in the blink of an eye.
Rachel reminds producers that you are placing a protection on a future price in this program on the cattle.
Yeah, so you're pricing into the future. So essentially, it depends, you know, if you're doing a feeder contract or a fat contract, but you pick an end date. So when those, you know, let's use fat cattle, for example, when those cattle are going to be finished, you pick that end date, and that's when we would do that's when we would lock in that endorsement. So let's say we're sitting here today and we're going to take an endorsement for August, and we're locking in a price in the future to August, but we're doing that today.
Some farmers have asked me, okay, now you have this program in place, but what if the price now goes higher, or is it just protection over when the price goes lower?
Right. So essentially think about it that you're setting a floor. You know, if the price goes higher, then hopefully you're getting paid higher, right? And you don't need to use your insurance. You know, that to me is the best case scenario, that we do see higher prices and you as a producer are getting more of that. And at that point, then you're out your premium, you do still owe that, but, you know, that's kind of the beauty of risk protection where you're kind of covering if it goes the other direction.
Rachel Molitor with Compere Financial talking LRP. She did mention a premium on the farmer producer side of things, and she talks about how that is calculated.
Yeah, so it is subsidized, just like crop insurance. So anywhere from 35 to 55% subsidized, which is an increase from where it was many years ago. And it doesn't matter how many cattle you lock in. The 35 to 55 is all about what percentage you take. But I would say most commonly people are going to be in that 35 to 40% subsidy level. And then, of course, you know, the farther out, you know, you go, it seems to be like premium is a little bit more expensive, but there's also more risk. The closer you are, it does get more, it does get cheaper, but also there's less risk the closer we are to an endorsement. So
Molitor says it's a per head basis, so this program is very flexible.
Yep. And that's that's one of my favorite features of this program, is that you can lock in any amount of head. And so there's not a minimum amount that you need to lock in. So if you have 10 cattle in your feedlot that you want to lock in, we can do a contract for that. And so that's the beauty of the program. If you want to dip your toes in, just give it a try. You know, that's something that we can do. So it really does fit any size of producer.
Rachel Molitor with Compere Financial, she talks about, well, if you have cattle covered and they die, she also mentions from that perspective, too.
So death loss isn't a peril that LRP covers for insurance. So we would just have to notify the insurance company that you did have one death loss, and it wouldn't be a peril that would be covered under this policy. It's just price protection.
Now, if you have interest in the program, once again, it's going to come down to documentation, paperwork, and have that all clearly stated and laid out. And Rachel says that's where Compure Financial and her staff can come into play and help you out and walk you through those steps.
Yeah, so, you know, we like to work through with our producers to just make sure that they have the correct documentation. If there is going to be any sort of claim or indemnity coming their way, we're kind of there to help the producer to make sure that, hey, when you sell your cattle, make sure you're requesting this from wherever you're selling it, just so that we can move that claim process along efficiently and, you know, make that process go smoothly.
Rachel Molitor with Compure Financial joining us on Chasm Radio. I mentioned just maybe getting feedback on this program from producers. Rachel says she feels pretty confident in the program, and overall she feels it's a very good program, solid program for those raising cattle.
I do think that it's a sound program. For my family, for example, you know, we have feeder calves, and it's something that we look at and we'll be looking at again here for our next calf crop that hits the ground here this spring. But I think it's something where I can't make a generalized statement of, you know, is this a fit for everyone? Maybe not. But I think it's a fit for a lot of people. And it's where every operation is different and what their needs for risk management and price protection is different. And so that's where I think everybody needs to know about it and needs to know the high-level details of the program. But then they need to sit down with a Compure agent and have a one-on-one conversation to say, what are your needs? And how can this program be of a benefit to you and your operation? And that's what we're here to help producers figure out.
Rachel Molitor with Compure Financial joining us on Chasm Radio talking LRP. So very important, as many farmers, if not all, are very aware of the high price when you buy a bunch of cattle to fill your feedlot or whatever it may be. This insurance can come in and play a vital role as you look to market your cattle, once again, as this program is based off future pricing.
When I think about it, for a producer that's buying some feeder calves and putting them in their feedlot, you know, they're paying a really strong price to get that calf into their feedlot. And things can go sideways really fast. And I think this is a way that a producer can look at and say, how can I protect my risk that I have in that feeder calf, if prices do start to decline? How can I protect my investment that I have? Because I think that's really important for producers to look at and to think about and weigh their options.
Learning the 1-2-3 with LRP. When I say 1-2-3, just trying to get some more background, some basics, trying to answer some of those questions that some farmers and ranchers have had. And Rachel Molitor has experience with the program, and her team at Compure Financial. Feel free to reach out and they can help you out as well. Talking LRP here on Chasm Radio. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.